Hello, my name is Ryan Lowe. I'm a graduate student at Auburn University in the Mechanical Engineering Department. I'm currently in my fourth year of graduate school, and the topic of my thesis is Prognostic Health Management of Mission and Safety Critical Electronics. My work involves forecasting failures in critical electronics, like those found in airplanes, cars, and pacemakers. The word prognostics in the title was borrowed from the medical industry, as in, your prognosis of survival is 50% based on your medical markers. But the work is actually closer related to weather forecasting, so I use that analogy. In 1765, a man named Antoine Lavoisier gave thermometers and barometers to his friends in the countryside around Paris. When he presented his method of predicting the Parisian weather, based on sensor readings from outside of town, he argued how valuable weather forecasting could be to society. The skeptical audience at the time promptly chased him out of the building. I do basically the same thing, except we built a barometer of sorts, or embeddable sensor to be more exact, that gives us insight into the mechanical health of your electronics, and I forecast how many more hours you have until they fail. No one has ever chased me off stage while presenting, but like weather forecasting in the early days, many people do think the probability of successful predicting a failure in a functioning device is slim. The problem is the mechanics involved with failure in tiny electrical connections is very difficult to measure, analyze, and even harder to predict. My work is intended for applications where a failure of your electronics without advanced warning is just not an option. It won't surprise you that NASA funded this project because they have a very low tolerance for accidental failures. Like avoiding severe weather, if we could mitigate failures in critical electronics, it would have a great benefit to society. While performing this research, a typical day involved breaking a bunch of circuit boards. In my favorite test, we bolt a circuit board to a plate and then drop it onto the ground. Our new sensor allows us to monitor the mechanical health of electronics during use. With this insight, we apply techniques to forecast the time until you'd expect the electronics you are monitoring to fail. While NASA is waiting to see more proof before staking an astronaut's life on my work, a large company that builds industrial tractors has started to experiment with my methods to increase profits in their field repair business, where they typically repair and replace a large number of circuit boards. This work was performed at the CAVE 3 Research Center with my advisor, Dr. Pradeep Lal, and was funded, in part, by NASA.